Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, where you're invited to share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line if you'd like to do that. Again, that number 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
Coming into the third hour, we're going to be talking about how Kansas will stop its useless COVID-19 contact tracing. And the good news is that it's because people just aren't really interested in participating. So good on the people of Kansas for that. I imagine that's why they wouldn't even attempt one of these things here in New Hampshire. Can you imagine if they actually attempted to roll out some contact tracing app in New Hampshire? It'd be successful in Keene and Portsmouth, as you pointed out. But otherwise,
the hardcore leftists.
Yeah. But otherwise, it would be just a complete failure with probably fewer than 30,000 downloads. No, it wouldn't even reach that many. It'd probably be closer to 10,000 throughout the entire state. It just wouldn't go over well, and apparently that's what they're running into in Kansas as well. Also,
well, they can't enforce the government on people who refuse to go along, right? Like,
right.
To some extent, it's true when you say that government is a voluntary agreement between people. I mean, we know it's not, ultimately, because they're using coercive force, but the point I'm making is, if enough people don't go along to get along, the government can't do what they're trying to get away with.
I prefer to think of it as every government, even the worst dictatorship, requires the consent of the governed.
It does.
And a lot of these people are just consenting because they're scared of not consenting or something. But, you know, if you stop consenting, they suddenly realize that, yeah, they can't actually do anything about it. But before we get into that, let's get to those. We have Talk on the line with us. Talk, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, great.
What's on the militia?
What are your thoughts on the militia? And if New Hampshire were to separate from the Union, what kind of militia would y'all have?
You mean when New Hampshire separates from the Union? What kind
Before
of militia?
Before I move there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a militia. I have no need for one.
From what I understand, New Hampshire actually doesn't have a militia per se. I believe they actually might be prohibited in New Hampshire. I've heard that rumor. I've never verified that for myself. But that, of course, doesn't stop people from training with guns in the woods here. So, you know, what is a militia? How do you officially define those things?
That's true. There is already things like gun church and stuff like that here in New Hampshire, which is essential that. It's people training one another to safely and properly use firearms and stuff like that. So, I mean, in a free and independent New Hampshire, if I had to call a militia for whatever reason, I'm calling the people at Gun Church.
Actually, I guess I should clarify. I just looked it up here, and according to georgetown.edu, New Hampshire law makes it illegal for groups of people to organize as private militias without permission from the state. So I guess in a independent New Hampshire, the state could grant permission for some sort of a state militia in theory. Although I think we'd be fine just doing our own thing, in multiple different groups with having a decentralized defensive force personally. But I guess it'd be up to the people that wanted to do that sort of thing.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Talk. Yeah, it certainly would be. And what is a militia necessary for? For Maine, the fear of Maine invading New Hampshire or Canada coming over the border?
Well, there's a legitimate concern about the federal government gang, I think. I mean, I don't think that they would invade, but it's possible that they could. So, that said, New Hampshire does have a very large gun ownership per capita. I believe it has the number one machine gun ownership in the United States per capita.
It does. I remember reading that.
So, there's a lot of privately held firearms here in New Hampshire. You know, whether or not they're organized as militias, I think if the time came, I doubt that the New Hampshire government would go around arresting people for defending themselves in groups of people.
Speaking of groups of people,
that's something that they could change. I should also add that along with the New Hampshire CACR 32, which is the bill that we talked about earlier in the show to put it to a vote to leave the United States, to peaceably, I should say, leave the United States, every 10 years on the ballot in New Hampshire, they put the Constitutional Convention question up for a vote. And this just so happens to be the very same year that on, like, it's constitutionally required that this be on the ballot every 10 years, and this is the year. So whether or not there's a secession question on the ballot this year, there will be a Constitutional Convention question. So
if they say yes, who attends the Constitutional Convention?
I don't know what the rules are in New Hampshire. It would be the New Hampshire Constitutional Convention, not the U.S.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious to look into this, because you can't just have state reps and senators doing it, because they would be the reasons that the Constitution would need to be amended. It would have to just be
the people or something. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe it is the state reps here. I can look into it, but offhand, I don't know.
But we're talking about groups of people now. Kansas will stop contact tracing for next month because it is useless as confirmed cases increase and the public becomes less interested in participating, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said Tuesday. This is something we all saw coming. And, of course, we're in winter now. And people are, infections are increasing. Omicron is on the rise. And people just don't care. They are emotionally exhausted from being wound up 24/7 for the last 18 months over this nonsense. And they just can't do it anymore. The change takes place on February the 1st, means people who test positive for COVID-19 will be responsible for notifying their close contacts about possible exposure, rather than the government's tracing you down and notifying those people for you. If the person has been exposed at high-risk settings, such as schools or daycares, state or local health departments will contact the setting, which will be responsible for notifying close contacts about the potential exposure. So, evidently, if someone gets COVID-19 at school, the state or local departments will contact that school, and then it's the school's responsibility to do the actual contact tracing. It's unclear. But I'm happy that people aren't participating, people aren't interested, as we enter the third year of this pandemic. Public health has to begin to adjust to the level of response to help alleviate the strain on the public health system, said some talking head of the health department. The pandemic is far from over as we enter the third year of this pandemic, she says. She also says it's far from over. But this step is a move toward managing COVID-19 as an endemic disease. You know, like we've been saying it was here on Free Talk Live for the last 24 months.
You mean like the cold or a flu, that's been around for a long time,
because
and we deal with it?
COVID-19 is a coronavirus, which is a cold. They evolve too quickly, as we've already seen in the last 3 years of COVID-19. There are a lot more variants that don't get talked about. There are thousands of these variants out there that aren't being talked about.
Sure. Because you can't really even identify them very easily.
Right, but you do have some dominant strains, like the Omicron variant or the Delta variant, and they have particular properties. Yes.
Some people have said that you can't really, they can't identify the actual COVID-19. They haven't isolated the disease itself. So
I don't know if they can or can't.
The PCR tests have been called into question. A lot of people, there's like a lot of real big question marks surrounding this whole thing.
Well, the PCR test, one of these departments of the government came out and said, oh, yes, as it turns out, it actually can't distinguish between the flu and COVID-19.
So, which would explain why there was almost no flus reported in 2020, I believe it was.
It was remarkable how the flu just simply vanished. And a lot of people would say, oh, that's just proof that all of the social distancing and the masks worked. Okay, but then why didn't they work for COVID?
Yeah. Why are people still getting COVID? Why in the places where the restrictions are the highest, you're also still having incredibly high infection rates?
It never made any sense. And as we've been saying, you know, it's going to be with us for a very long time. It's not going away as far as we can tell. The government's intrusions in our lives have to go away at some point.
Why? People seem to be enjoying being told what to do in a lot of these places.
Because it's just not sustainable. I mean, tyranny isn't sustainable, and this level of tyranny with shipping containers hovering out there in the Pacific Ocean, can't get anything delivered because there's one container already for every 19 trucks. No, one truck for every 19 containers has already been brought in. This level of economic destruction that was wrought by governments in the lockdowns during 2019, 2020, and 2021, it's just not sustainable.
I hope you're right.
603-283-6160. I absolutely could be wrong, but there's a reason all of these empires ultimately collapse. They inflate the currency to pay for this nonsense, and they just can't deflate it forever. I think that's what we're going to see here. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
anybody to join us? 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And I would say thank you to Kat Cooper, who was yesterday's amplifier, which means that Kat Cooper is a member of the AMPS program. You can find that at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Also, thank you to Garbage Man, who is tonight's amplifier. They're both silver-level amplifiers, which means they're giving $5 per month to the AMPS program. That's what it takes to get you in. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It does come with a number of cool little perks, like an AMP-only podcast feed. There's an AMP-only chat on the Matrix server. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. But really, if you join, it should be because you like the show and you want to help us reach a larger audience. You want to show your support. All of that awesome stuff. You can find that. It's just our Patreon, amps.freetalklive.com. We have Major Payne on the line from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. Yeah, I was just calling in with some remembrances from the road. I remember one time back during the Obama years when you couldn't buy a job around here, I had to put together a trailer, basically put my life on the back of my truck and head out west to build shacks for all the oil drillers. So anyway, I'm out in Montana, and I'm in some little podunk town, and I run into this little bar that actually had a drive-up window. You could be too drunk to get out of your car, drive up there, get a six-pack of rum and cokes or whatever to go, and just drive right off. It was amazing.
They would sell you a rum and coke, an open container, while you're in your vehicle?
Well, they put a little cap on it, you know, so it wasn't okay. Technically open, I guess. But
I'm shocked they were even allowed to get away with that. There were, the last time I went through Arkansas many, many years ago, there were some drive-through liquor stores and drive-through, but there were no... There were drive-through liquor stores, but no drive-through bars.
Yeah, they
we had a drive-through beer store in the town when I was a kid down below in Michigan. But the other cool thing that I ran into, I think it was Circle K or the Corral or something. They had these giant gas stations that were like a redneck Walmart. You could go in there and get a cheeseburger and a 12-pack and a fifth, and buy some armament, munitions, boots. A butt warmer, whatever you needed.
Hold on, Major Payne. You said they're a redneck Walmart?
Yeah, that's what I'd call it.
Walmart is a redneck Walmart.
Yeah, what could be more redneck than...
No, I mean, yeah, but they don't sell panties. And,
oh,
you know,
gotcha.
I mean,
I see. Okay, I understand now.
So it's not quite a truck stop?
It's a truck stop on steroids.
Okay.
And you can buy ammunition and stuff there?
Yeah, ammunition, armaments, you know, things to shoot the ammunition.
Wow, that's sweet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Major Payne. I wish more people would get out there and see the United States, but of course most people don't do that. They just sort of stay around where they were born their entire lives. Mm-hmm. There's some weird stuff out there, man, that you're just not expecting.
Yeah, I enjoyed about a year ago, actually. I think a year to today, I had just arrived in Texas to pick up Bonnie, and we were driving back to New Hampshire. And it's always fun to do a road trip like that, and you know,
it can be fun.
As long as you're with
somebody
that you enjoy, right?
Yeah. The last road trip I really did like that, I had two screeching cats in the car. They didn't make it enjoyable. Well, it wasn't even that long of a drive. That was like an eight-hour drive, right?
This was 50. We were in the car for like 50-something hours.
Yeah, can't have two screaming cats in the car for that, for sure.
No, there was actually, since it was last year, it was during the whole COVID insanity, and of all the places that we stopped, never had any issues with the exception of one gas station that was in, like, I think it was northern Ohio or somewhere in western Pennsylvania or something like that. And I had gone into this gas station, and it was, you know, I was hungry. I grabbed like a donut or something like that, and milk from the refrigerator, and went up to the counter to pay for it. And they started to hand me a mask, and they said, "You need to put this on, sir." And I said, "No, I'm sorry, I'm exempt." They said, "Well, then we can't serve you," or something to that effect. So I just left the stuff on the counter right in front of them, said, "Okay," and walked out.
Here's your donut back. Now you have to throw it in the trash.
Right.
Because I just set it on the counter.
Right. Well, I mean, generally you would want to throw it away because your customers handled it, right?
True.
Even though I put paper around it, I didn't touch the actual donut, but that's the rules, right? So, okay, bye. That was the only time in the entire trip that we had any issues like that.
Yeah, I don't think I've encountered any issues, but I didn't really travel during the height of the pandemic like you did. But it's just interesting to see different parts of the world. Like, when I recently traveled to the South, my sister was concerned about me traveling back and there being snow all over the runways and stuff. I'm like, no.
She was worried about the airline being able to land?
Yeah, it was like, New England has been dealing with the snow for a very long time. There's not going to be snow on the runways when I get there unless it's, like, actively snowing, in which case they'll direct us to a different airport.
Yeah, I don't know if they heat the runways or if they just keep them real clear and salted. I'm not sure how they handle that here, but they seem to have it handled.
I mean, it's a problem that they had to solve, so things like that are endemic problems to New Hampshire and to New England that they're like, hey, this is going to be an issue. Like the roads here, you know, we just got, and I checked parts of my yard, there were a solid 6 inches of snow, but the roads are completely clear today, and it's because New Hampshire knows these things are going to be problems, and it has ways of dealing with them when they arise.
According to the internet, airports do not have heated runways, but they do have heavy-duty snow removal equipment to clear snow and ice from runways in minutes. So they're out there cranking away. They have the financial incentive. They want to keep those planes coming through there, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Every single one of them makes airlines more money.
Yeah.
Anyway, go away. U.S. face it. That's not what I was looking for.
I remember one time I was coming back from some Bitcoin conference or libertarian conference of some sort back into Manchester, and we were literally coming back in a snowstorm. And, you know, if you looked out the window of the plane, normally you can see the wing or wherever you are, you happen to be, you can see something. You could not see anything out the window. It was just snow whipping by, like heavy amounts of snow. And this pilot of this plane put that plane down in the middle of a blizzard, basically, in the middle of just a wicked snowstorm. And I normally don't use the term wicked, but this one, it would describe it accurately. And the entire plane erupted in applause for him afterwards. It was a pretty epic landing.
Nice. Well, I mean, with that much weight, it's probably manageable to land on snow, you know?
I don't know. Yeah.
It counters the lack of friction.
I presume that they were still clearing the runways, but just also the fact that he put it down, like, rather than going to some other airport and landing or whatever, he did it in the middle. So these guys know what they're doing.
They do.
It's pretty impressive.
The only time I've run into a pilot who I found questionable was when I ended up being held for like 45, 50 minutes, all of us on the plane held up because a cart didn't have the right sticker on it.
FAA regulation, I guess.
Yes, and people are like, no, that was just the excuse. There was probably something wrong with the engines, and they didn't want people to panic once they got it fixed or whatever. It's like, no, dude, I was there. I saw them wheel out the cart.
Oh my God.
I saw the difference between the two. It was just him sticking to FAA regulations, and it cost everyone on that plane 45 minutes at minimum of just sheer boredom.
Wow.
When we get back, we're going to talk about a three-eyed calf with four nostrils being heralded as the return of Shiva, the Hindu god. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News.
The TSA is talking confiscated guns.
There's a new all-time record for the number of guns found at security checkpoints around the country. The TSA is saying 5,972 guns were discovered by officers last year. That easily surpassed the more than 4,400 guns found in 2019. 86% of the weapons found last year were loaded. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Voting legislation that Democrats have tried to push through is on track for defeat. President Joe Biden's own party is poised to let the bill fail as Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, the two holdout senators, are unwilling to change the Senate rules. And the Biden administration has launched its website for free at-home COVID tests. It's covidtests.gov. This is USA Radio News. CDC data showed on Tuesday that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is now responsible for 99.5% of U.S. cases. Comparatively, the Delta variant reportedly makes up 0.5%. Brown School of Public Health Dean Dr. Ashish Jha spoke to CNBC.
Will there be future variants? Sure. Almost surely there will be. The point is, I'm hoping Omicron gives us the lessons we need to manage the rest of this pandemic, however long it lasts, and move to a new normal where we treat this virus much more as an endemic thing. I'm hoping that this really is the transition variant that gets us into a different footing for future variants and lets us manage them much more effectively.
The GOP Doctors Caucus sent a letter to White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci demanding he apologize for calling Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas a moron. The letter blasted President Biden's top medical aide for his lack of professionalism toward the Kansas senator. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can join the discussion, talk about what we've been discussing, New Hampshire independence. Democrats freaking out about it because they think it's a bad idea to let people actually have a vote on something. They won't explicitly say that, but that's ultimately what they're saying. Or, you know, giving up on contact tracing, the H5N1, COVID doesn't scare people anymore. Whatever you want to talk about, we're here, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And coming up, we're going to talk about a three-eyed calf with four nostrils that was born in, I'm assuming, India.
That's correct.
But before we do that, let's go to the phones. We have Dennis, who is on the line from Bullhead City, Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. Good evening.
Hey, Dennis. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to thank you guys for your program. I really appreciate that you are talking about the COVID vaccine and the dangers associated with it, and also the ridiculousness of the mask mandates.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah. I appreciate it. You know, anybody that doesn't understand that, you know, there's a possibility, let's just say a possibility, that the COVID vaccines are very dangerous. And if anybody would take a look at the CDC website, the 20,000 deaths associated with after the vax, it's terrible. When is the experiment supposed to be over?
Doesn't seem like any time soon. I mean, they keep on cranking out the new booster authorizations and such.
Israel is now saying that four boosters, not four
enough.
Shots.
Not enough, right? And so then, you know, new variants is going to mean new boosters. And as long as people keep putting up with it, they'll keep shoving things into their arm and using them as human experiments. I mean, it's pretty sick stuff, especially when you start seeing stories about people in their 20s developing myocarditis and pericarditis. I think I saw another, like, athlete, these like athletes, people who are in really good shape, have no reason to be unhealthy, having heart attacks on the soccer fields and things like that. I mean, it's wild. And yet some people keep excusing it. And like even the people who get their kids these vaccines and then their
kids, those are the worst ones.
Their kids will come down with something, but yet the parent will still continue to justify it. Like, oh, well, good thing they didn't catch COVID. Even though they got now, like, heart disease or something like that, it's crazy.
I saw a clip on the news last night of parents lined up in their cars somewhere in the United States, just waiting, I don't know, quarter mile, half a mile long to take their kids to get this shot. And it's like, it's not even necessary for your kids. And but I'm sorry, mainstream media is what they do, what they do.
Yep.
Yeah, well, and it's also a religion as well, so they will feel as though they're heretical or whatever if they don't get their kids. Although I've got the shot, so I need to get my kids shot up. I mean, that's what the government told us to do, so we have to do it. Otherwise, we're bad citizens.
I mean, even though there's...
Well, I'm happy not to be part of the cult.
Indeed.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Dennis. And it's particularly stunning because COVID-19 doesn't really affect children. Or people
really.
Who are under the age of 18, or really people who are under the age of 30, might give you some sniffles, but you'll be fine. But that's enough of COVID-19. I hate COVID-19, and I imagine most of the world feels that way, and that's why they're starting to now. So, again, thank you tonight, Dennis, for the calls. I want to talk about this calf that was born with three eyes.
Yeah.
Because it's been floating around Drudge Report for the last few days, and I've just been sort of ignoring it because it didn't seem to interest me, but... People are turning up to worship it and honor it as a return of the Hindu god Shiva.
That, according to various different news sources about the three-eyed cow born in India, dubbed a divine miracle. This, according to the Daily Star in the UK, the rare calf was born with an extra eye on its forehead. So if you imagine, you know, the cow's got, you know, got that ridge going up its nose, basically. The eye is kind of right in the smack dab in the center of that ridge. It's in line with its other two eyes, according to the video footage that I pulled up here. Maybe it's a little slightly higher, I guess, than the other two eyes, but mostly in line. And interestingly, when I was looking for video of this particular beast, I found footage from 2014 where a different calf had been born with three eyes. So it's not entirely, you know, impossible that these things can happen. Although the other calf video that I found from 2014, the eye is clearly not fully developed. It can't really see it blinking. But the new one, its eye looks like it's developed. It blinks at the same time as the other eyes do. So I would say this calf is a little bit more fully developed in as far as its third eye has come about. They are saying that it's a reincarnation of Hindu god Shiva, and it also happens to have four nostrils as well. Some residents of the village of Chhattisgarh in the Rajangdong district in India claim the three-eyed calf is a reincarnation of Viswanatha, a god known for having an eye on their forehead. A large number of people flocked from nearby villages to worship the cow, again, believing it was a reincarnation of Shiva. While the birth of the animal, which was born with three eyes and four nostrils, was linked with a Hindu god, a veterinary doctor has disagreed with the comparison. The calf born on January 14th attracted crowds of people who offered incense sticks, coconuts, and money as per the custom of the local culture. Some say the timing of the birth, which is just as the Hindu festival of harvesting, Makar Sankranti, is started, is no coincidence. The bovine's birth lent itself to locals who believe the arrival of the calf is of religious significance.
I can't imagine how confused this poor cow is.
Like, getting a lot of attention.
It's just sitting there being a cow, and people are coming up to it constantly burning incense and probably petting it and doing other worshipful...
Worshipping it, yeah. Bowing down in front of it or whatever.
That I mean, I realize it doesn't have the ability to process information on that level, but it's got, that's what its experience is like as mm-hmm. living in a, as a cow on Earth is people
all these
burning
monkeys
incense.
Are coming yes. around. What are they doing? Speaking to hairless monkeys, I guess, to Indian news agency ANI villager Neil Kumar Verma said, quote, "I've never seen any three-eyed being. Only Lord Shiva had it. It is a divine miracle, an incarnation of the Lord himself," unquote.
I'm curious why the veterinarian disagrees. Is it because these sort of genetic flukes just happen from time to time?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a doctor, right? So, like, yeah. the doctor's not going to fall in with the whole, oh, this is God viewpoint.
I certainly hope not.
Surprised by the strange birth, the owner of the calf said a medical screening of the calf had shown a clean bill of health, which is interesting. I do wonder, you know, a lot of time medical freaks in this way, they don't live as long, right? Like,
right.
people who are born with or without certain things or too tall or too short. You know, they don't have the same lifespans as average people. So I do wonder if this cow is going to last. But he did say that, again, clean bill of health. And so whether that means it's going to live as long as any other calf remains to be seen.
Can it see out of this eye?
That's an interesting question. And the articles that I've looked at don't get into whether or not they were tested in that way. But again, it does blink at the same time as all of the other eyes. And I imagine they could do an X-ray and see if the thing's hooked up, right? Like if whatever
right.
the nerves are that hook the eye into the brain are present, then presumably this thing has a very interesting way of seeing the world, right? Like, imagine if you had two eyes on the side of your head, because, again, the cow's not a carnivore, right? So it's got the eyes on the sides of its head normally, but now it has one in the front of its head as well.
Well, imagine how flies see the world, right? They, mm-hmm. Their eyes are segmented, so they see thousands of different versions of the world at once, and their brains just put them together.
Yeah.
So that can't be altogether. I don't want to really imagine what it's like to have, you know, a third or a fourth eye, though, because it starts to feel weird at that point. Like, you're not a human being at that point if you can see. I don't know, but you're right. It's going to be weird for the cow to turn its head to look at someone, and it's also looking above them.
The doctor said that such cases should not be considered miraculous, as these things happen due to abnormal development of the embryo.
I mean, that's generally how religion works, though. Something that is unlikely happens, and religious people say, oh, it's a miracle.
It means something.
And scientists go, well, I mean, statistically speaking, this was almost certainly going to happen at some point, and you just happened to be there when it did. Not really anything remarkable about it, but it does look like a third eye the way it's positioned on his forehead, so 603-283-6160. There's more coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, where your calls and opinions are welcome. With you tonight, it's been Aria.
And Ian.
And we've been talking about this three-eyed, four-nostriled cow. The three-eye thing, it was difficult for me to visualize at first because you said it was on his forehead, and I, being a human, immediately thought of, you know, human faces and where a eye forehead would be. But with the cow, their eyes are on the sides of their heads because they're prey.
Correct.
And because of that, the forehead eye ends up looking like it is, in fact, above the other eyes. It's really interesting. Yeah. Have not seen any pics of the four nostrils, though. And I'm curious to see
the resolution is fairly low on the images that are there. You can tell they're video captures.
That's unfortunate because I would be interested in seeing that. But before we get back into anything else, let's go to Joe, who's calling from Elton. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Aria. How you doing?
Joe, what's on your mind?
Okay. You're talking about India. That reminds me of a joke. I hear there's a New Delhi, where the liverwurst is the worst. Fred said that's Super Chicken in 1966.
Sorry, we didn't have the rim shot ready.
Okay. I know it's a dumb joke. I say it to my girlfriend all the time, and I'll be able to tell her, ooh, I said it on the radio. I was talking to a couple of my friends in Europe, and like Slovakia, Poland, and Hungary, they got those places locked down. 8 o'clock curfew, and it's basically nothing's running. It's run like the communists ran it when they lived there.
8 o'clock curfews in Europe?
Yep.
I haven't been following Europe very closely because Europe is almost as bad as Australia is for the most part. I mean, as a whole, Europe has fallen, as far as I can tell. And I think the United Kingdom made the right decision to get out of there when they could. But Europe has been all about the lockdowns and the ultra-liberal approach to this, which is lock people down, vaccinate, protect people from concerts and parties and having fun. So I'm not surprised to hear that they're locking down again.
Yeah, well, Aveska said that everybody's, she's from Bratislava, and she said everybody's sick in Slovakia. It's, you know, not everybody, but, you know, a great you know, the population is sick.
Mm.
And it doesn't really look good. And I didn't get the inoculation shot.
Yeah,
and my girlfriend didn't get it. I do herbal stuff to stay healthy.
Sure.
But like I said, I think I called and told you guys before that with that shot, it affects your RNA.
That's right.
And people are saying that you know, they could come up with some type of spray there to kill a lot of people. And you know,
they could. There are also theories that people, they're using the RNA to reprogram people in some way,
yep,
shape, or form, and that
exactly,
each shot actually is a different strain of RNA. I mean, how would we know, right? Like, how do you know what they're putting in your veins?
Excellent points. Excellent questions. You know, we don't have any way of knowing, and I'm not opposed to vaccine. When my doctor found out that I wasn't vaccinated against one of the hepatitis ones, I don't remember which one it was, she ordered me the prescription to be sent to, or the vaccine to be sent to one of the pharmacies around here, and I went and got it. I don't object to it. It's a normal vaccine, though.
Yeah, and that was your choice on your own volition. There wasn't someone trying to, like, push that on you. You weren't lining up in half-hour to hour-long lines where people are just doing it out of some form of semblance of religious fervor and obligation to their state masters.
I'm not 100% sure on that, because she didn't really, like, explain to me how common this particular version of hepatitis is or why I would want this vaccine. It was just a given, oh, you're not vaccinated and you should be. And me, being someone who doesn't want STIs, went, okay, yeah, sure, that's good enough for me. But she never, and I never asked, you know, why would I even want this? Is this a threat to me? Is there a lot of hepatitis whatever running around the United States? I don't know. But it was because this doctor in a lab coat recommended to me, and I did know enough to know that it's just a normal vaccine. I didn't object to it. But I also know that I don't even know how bad hepatitis whatever is.
It was probably hepatitis B. It's the only sexually transmitted disease that has a vaccine to protect against infection.
Okay, that would have been it then.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how it works or what it does, or how deadly it is, or how infectious it is, or how devastating it is to have. But I also know that I don't want it. That's probably how a lot of people feel about COVID-19, now that I'm thinking about it. They don't know how deadly it is. They don't know how bad it is. All they know is there's a vaccine against it, so it's common sense to get the vaccine.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't, you know, the things you're talking about have been around for years, decades, generations.
But to the average person, do they even understand or comprehend or know there's a difference? To them, it's just another vaccine.
I don't. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know how many of the people who are lining up for this thing understand what an mRNA vaccine is, are aware that this is an RNA modifier. That's a great question. What is the level of knowledge of the average person who's receiving these? Or is it just, oh, someone told me I could go out again? Oh, someone told me I could, you know, go to the movies or go to a concert again. I want to get this thing. It's my pass for freedom, my freedom pass.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas how many of them are true believers? They've, you know, researched it and they believe everything they've been told about it. They trust in Pfizer just like they trust in God.
Real quick, before we end the show tonight, Israeli vaccine chief is admitting that they have made mistakes and that the green pass, the vaccine passport concept, is no longer relevant in the Omicron era and should be phased out.
Interesting.
And he expects it to be phased out in short order in Israel. He and his colleagues were surprised and disappointed that the vaccines did not prevent transmission as they had originally hoped.
So what do they do? If they don't actually do what a vaccine is supposed to do,
they do nothing, as far as I can tell.
But that's where the conspiracy comes in, right? It's like, oh, well, maybe they do something, and it's not what they're advertised. Now, that's where the conspiracy comes in.
I didn't get it, so
yeah,
it's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, I'm not interested in either. Yeah, here's another fun one, since we're on COVID stuff. People wearing face masks, according to one study, are deemed to have been more attractive than when they have nothing covering their faces. They asked 43 women.
I guess this is true for ugly people?
They're not saying that straight out in the story here, but that's probably the case.
I mean, everyone, An ugly person is undeniably more attractive if you put a paper bag over their head. That's
and if you can only see their eyes, right? Because then you can imagine what their face looks like.
Yes.
And you're more likely to imagine positively than negatively. They asked 43 women, not a large sample size, mind you. And this was Cardiff University. I think that's in the UK. Anyway, 43 women to rate images of men based on attractiveness. Pictures were shown with two different kinds of face masks, with a book partially covering their faces and with nothing covering their faces at all. Both the blue medical mask and a plain cloth mask used in the study, and participants said those faces were the most those faces wearing surgical masks were the most attractive of those. And the people, you know, the maskies out there are just passing this thing around as though it's, see, you need to wear a mask.
It's a response to fear.
You get more sex.
It's the same reason people put masks on their profile pics on Tinder and stuff like that. It's because they're attracted to people who are obedient and who fall in line with them politically.
Ooh,
and they signal that to one another by wearing masks.
And so that turns them on.
I don't even know to what extent they does, but they convince themselves that, oh, yes, I prefer this version of a man versus that version. I prefer, like, the person who was freaked out about people attending Zoom meetings not wearing masks. Like, I prefer everyone to just wear a mask to make me more comfortable. That's
right.
All this is. It makes them more comfortable to see the guy in the mask and go, yep, that's more attractive. We can't have that big, scary, maskless man running around.
Did you see the footage from New Year's Eve, Times Square, where somebody proposed to his girlfriend?
No, but I feel like I'm about to
masks,
lose.
And they kissed.
Don't say it. Don't.
Masks on.
I hate it. I hate that I knew that was how you were going to finish that, and I hate that it finished that way.
Isn't it sad? It's just, and some people were theorizing that the whole thing was a setup and, like, it was all for show or whatever, but regardless of whether it was or it wasn't.
It sounds like it was a show, all right.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
That is. So their celebration of the proposal was to rub their face masks together,
mm-hmm,
basically.
As though they were kissing through face masks. And it's not the first time this has been shown in media, by the way. It's over the last 2 years, there have been multiple instances of people kissing with face masks on. And it's just so
disgusting.
Yeah, but
disgusting. On New Year's Eve at Times Square, that's
where everyone was required to be vaccinated and masked in order to gain entry.
And it's kind of hard to get into there in the first place. And
yeah.
Significantly lower numbers got there this year. They used this one opportunity to kiss while wearing face masks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's distressing. Rant about it with us, post about it on our social media server. You can find that at social.freetalklive.com, and we won't censor you. That's social.freetalklive.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.